Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. With me today is Eric Johansson. Eric is a teacher with us at LSAT Demon. Eric, we got an email here from Anonymous asking, will law schools care if I'm too young?
If you're 12 years old, yeah, probably. If you're 20 years old, probably not. Well, yeah. Maybe. Well, let's see what Anonymous has to say. Hi, Ben and Nathan, or Eric. I'm writing to ask if I should address my age in my applications. Address your age in your applications? I'm already thinking that the answer is no. They'll know what your age is, right? I will be 20 when I matriculate at any law school that admits me. This is because I entered college with dual enrollment credit from high school. I'm curious if my age will put me at a disadvantage, as I haven't had time to garner impressive extracurriculars and work experience. In high school, I was a fast food manager and served as president of a political club. In college, I'm an intern at a lobbying firm. Aside from this, my application will likely be void of impressive soft factors. Aside from that, my stats are good. I have a 3.98 UGPA, nice. And my practice LSAT scores are in the high 160s. See if we can get that up into the 170s, then you're a really compelling applicant, Anonymous. I started studying in December and hope to reach the low to mid 170s by August. My goal is to attend a T14 with a half tuition scholarship. Should I use my age to explain my lack of soft factors? Should I just try to crush the LSAT and then everything will be okay? Thanks, Anonymous. Okay.
I can't imagine that it's going to hurt you. There's been some rumors recently and some evidence maybe of places like Harvard giving a bit more weight to work experience. U.S. News has gone in the direction of trying to give weighting to employment statistics a little bit more, and that might make law schools a little bit nervous about younger folks. But look, you've got great grades. You're going to go in there with a kick-ass LSAT score. I don't think they're going to have any doubt that you can hack it, like, cognitively. I think they're going to know that you can totally do the work. You were president of a political club in high school. You did a bunch of dual enrollment credit, so you've been responsible for a nice handful of years anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, like, since 15 years old or something like that, Anonymous has been pretty much kicking ass academically.
Yeah.
Crushed it in college, worked in high school and college. I don't think you need anything more than this as far as soft factors are concerned. I think that, you know, and the 3.98 is money. You just need the LSAT, but you're already PTing in the high 160s. So, LSAT in the 170s, Anonymous, and you're as good of a candidate as I think you could really hope to be. There's so much randomness at Harvard, Stanford, Yale anyway, but I'm sure that you're going to get good offers from T14s with those kinds of numbers.
Yeah, and you say your goal is to attend a T14 with a half tuition scholarship. Don't limit yourself to that. I think your goal can be better than that.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a stretch goal. Like, why not a full tuition scholarship?
Sure.
If one is available, you know, not all the T14s give huge scholarships, but some of them do. And if you apply broadly with great numbers, I mean, when, you know, what does a University of Michigan do if they're looking at somebody with a GPA that's above their 75th percentile? If Anonymous gets a 175 or whatever, then that'll be also an LSAT above their 75th percentile. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't mean Michigan particularly. I'm just mean any school from 7th through 14th in the rankings, right? All those schools are like, well, shit, you've got Yale numbers. If you've got Yale numbers, then if I'm any school other than Yale, I have to start thinking about giving scholarships to entice you to my school. So, I think T14 with a half tuition scholarship seems really doable. Probably could even do better.
Yeah. And I just want to say, no need to explain your lack of soft factors, as you call them, due to your age. Any law school looking at your resume, I think, will expect nothing more given, like, if I'm looking at someone who graduated, who is applying at age of 20, I do not expect anything more than what you have already done.
Well, with I think they probably don't see the age. I don't know if they see the age, but they definitely see like the dates that are on your transcript. So when they see that you graduated from college in 2024, they don't, they're not going to expect you to have lots of years of employment. If you had, if that was 2004, then they're going to expect that you did some shit. But if it's 2024, then they go, yeah, okay, fine. There are many K through JDs in the top 14. There's tons of people who do follow that path. They wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for K through JDs. I mean, that's a significant portion of their revenue. So, I say full steam ahead. If you're sure you want to be a lawyer, then, I don't think you need to worry about it. And don't write some lame addendum about it. Just let your resume and your transcripts speak for themselves.
Absolutely. Thanks, Anonymous. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.